Good morning and happy Good morning and happy Friday. This is Angel with Ignite and Evolve Coaching, and welcome to Ignite Your Life Today. Today's topic is going to be very short, as it is Friday the 13th, and you have to excuse my voice. A little scratchy this morning, but I'm not going to let my scratchy voice stop me from coming forward and giving you guys the message of the day. Today's topic is Ignite Your Spirit, Ignite Your Soul, Jumping Over Hurdles. And I wanted to do this topic on a Friday the 13th because Friday the 13th has historically and always been the number of fear and superstition and other messages that are often not so positive. I like to think of 13 as a lucky and positive number. We should all wake up with great joy and jump into our day, whether it is a lucky number or an unlucky number, because we really shouldn't let superstition drive our lives. So anyway, that's another topic. So today's topic being Ignite Your Spirit, Ignite Your Soul, and Jumping Over Hurdles. We have a lot of hurdles that come to us in life, and I can tell you from my own personal experience that we can let those hurdles get in our way, or we can wrestle through them and, as I say, create the wondrous life that we've been put here for the divine to create. I'm going to talk about how to focus your energies and how to stay focused on your positive targets. But before I do that, I want to take a moment to thank you for coming in and listening. I'll be uploading this show for you to listen to and hear back. But thank you for listening, and thank you again for always being there. I love everyone in my energy, and I love everyone who comes and supports my process. And most important, thank you to the divine for allowing me to share my energies and my talents with the community and to help people moving forward. So we take a moment, take a deep breath, and release it. One more time, take a deep breath and release it and give thanks to where you are and who you are and for be given the opportunity today to be on this world in a positive, joyous, and abundant space. Okay, surround yourself with a beautiful gold light and make sure that you always keep that wondrous, loving gold light with you no matter where you go. For that gold light is your gift from the divine and will never leave you, meaning that you're never alone. So the image I want you to see today is literally an image of an individual jumping over hurdles. We've seen it. We've seen it many times. We've seen the athlete running the race. We've seen the athlete win the race, running with their muscles and their sweat, jumping over hurdle after hurdle after hurdle until they get to the end of the race. And one athlete, faster though he or she may be, stronger though he or she may be, eventually ends up falling and not completing the race because they allow one of the hurdles to get in their way. The goal of the hurdle race is to go through each step, not letting the hurdles get in your way. Jumping over them, completely clearing them until you get to the end. And if you notice the hurdle race, they get to a certain spot and the hurdle in, and then they get this distance to dash to the finish line. So most athletes, if you speak to them, they talk to you about how they look forward to jumping over that last hurdle. And they put all their energy in to get to the last spot, so they can make the mad dash to the finish and win the race. So it's not about the hurdle so much. It's about that dash to the end. It's an interesting thing to think about. You could talk yourself through it, as our Olympic athletes do. You can talk yourself through it. They know how far apart each hurdle is. They know how tall each hurdle is. They have a breathing exercise that they go through. They time each hurdle. They relive each moment in their head as they've rehearsed it and practiced it every day before the race. And if you watch that Olympic athlete, he or she prepare themselves before the race. Close their eyes and mentally rerun the race in their head. Again, seeing where each hurdle is, seeing how far apart those hurdles are, counting the steps, 1, 2, 3, 4, jump, 1, 2, 3, 4, jump. How many hurdles do I go through? Breathe, release, breathe, release, and done. And then they dash to the end. That is the formula for an outstanding athlete to go through each hurdle, go through each race, go through each day with the patterns in place, with their process in place, with their disciplines in place, with their goal being to win the race today, tomorrow, next week, next month, until they get to their, and sometimes their ultimate goals are multiple. Today, the nationals, tomorrow, the world, next year, the Olympics. That's what you have to do in your personal life. You may not be a track athlete, but you're a life athlete. Jumping over your hurdles is the same as that athlete jumping over their hurdles. Start your day as you go through life, anticipating that life isn't easy. Let's talk about that for a minute. What if life was easy? If life was easy, would we enjoy it more? Or would we enjoy it less? It's kind of funny. I don't know anyone who truly would thrive in a situation where they could just slide through life with ease and comfort without any little obstacles or hurdles or challenges to ignite them just a little bit. And we all need just that little bit of spark, just that little bit of obstacle, little bit of avoidance, that little bit of challenge to work our life muscles the way the athlete works their leg or their arm or whatever muscles they need to work to make their journey improve, to make their victory sustained. It's the same in life, right? It's the same we need to apply to our lives. The discipline that we use as an athlete in sport is the same discipline concept that we use in our life as an athlete of living. Remember the image I gave you to consider? The athlete standing at the start of the race. The athlete standing and closing their eyes to prepare for the race. Kneeling down and seeing the race in their mind. Going through each step, preparing themselves for the victory, preparing themselves for the journey across the track, preparing for each obstacle as they jumped over it in their mind, reviewing their technique, the rhythm of the steps, the timing of the jump, the rhythm of their breathing, step by step by step in their mind. And then seeing the finish line, all mentally, and selling themselves emotionally, the gun firing, proceeding physically, and completing it successfully. So the first thing we have to remember is not to fear the hurdles, not to pretend they're not going to happen, and not to be somehow distracted, because they do happen. The goal is to, number one, be prepared. Like the athlete, be prepared. Understand that the hurdles are going to happen. So we know that. We know the obstacles are going to happen. The more important, the more significant, the more complex your goals are, the more numerous the hurdles are going to be. And in many cases, the higher the hurdles are going to be. And in most cases, the more diverse the type of hurdles you will have to overcome. Some are going to be small. You can step over small hurdles. Some are going to be significant. We have to fly over significant hurdles. There is no difference between jumping, stepping, or flying, because the reality is we have to clear the hurdles. So step number one, understand and accept that there's going to be hurdles. Step number two, prepare yourself for the hurdles. You are a life athlete. You must be prepared for hurdles. Start your day as you're going through this journey to your life's purpose. You prepare for your hurdles every day. Again, we're not going to know what those hurdles are necessarily going to be, but we got to know that they're going to be there. Take a moment each day to prepare emotionally, mentally, and physically for the little hurdles that life is going to throw in your way. We prepare for that by accepting them, calming ourselves down, grounding ourselves, connecting to the divine, and creating a space of knowing. And that knowing being, we know that we're going to clear the hurdles. There's not a hurdle the divine can throw at you that he feels you cannot clear. So accept that you will indeed clear those hurdles. Know that you will clear those hurdles. Know that those hurdles are only going to be there from the moment you step and jump and hit the floor to move on to the next hurdle. It is not a long hurdle. It is not a lifelong hurdle. It is just a moment in time, a brief moment in time. See your game in your mind. Step three, from start to finish. The reason the track athlete can hit each hurdle and make it to the other end, because they see the race in their mind from start to finish. They don't focus on the hurdle. Can you imagine? You're running, you hit a hurdle, you stop thinking about everything else except the hurdle. My goodness, we'd be lucky if we could clear a hurdle if that's all we thought about. I heard someone say many, many years ago, what is the first thing a race car driver is going to do if you tell them not to hit the wall? They're going to hit the wall, right? We don't want to focus on a hurdle. When you hit a hurdle, an obstacle, a challenge, a conflict, and you focus on that particular issue, that is what your life becomes about. We're no longer about the race now. We're about that hurdle. We're about that obstacle. We are about that conflict. That's interesting. But I'm thinking that's not what we want our life to be about today. I'm thinking that we want our life to be about the journey and the victory at the end of the journey. Perhaps that's just my imagination, but I'm thinking that's your imagination too. So step number three, do not allow the hurdles to become the story. Make the story about your journey and your victory at the end of the journey. Where is it you're going? And where is the finish line? And if you haven't figured that out yet, my friend, we need to sit down and map out what the end of the race looks like. That is the most important step. Take some time today, Friday the 13th, take some time today, if you haven't already done it, to figure out what your end game is. You don't have to have one. You can have steps. Because life isn't over when you get to the end of the game. That's just the game you're playing today. So what does the end of the race look like for you? What are you trying to accomplish? Are you trying to write a book? Are you trying to get a promotion? Are you looking to get married? Are you trying to complete a project? Are you trying to get a new job? Are you trying to get out of the one you have? What is it you're attempting to accomplish today? end of the race look like in that particular goal? That's what we want to do. We want to focus on that. There are a lot of techniques to how to, on how to do that. I'd like to invite you to contact me so that we can help you figure out how to do that if you are uncertain. But if you haven't figured out or pinpointed the race end in your process, that's something that will be very helpful for you in making your life about solutions and not about hurdles. So step one, prepare. Prepare yourself. Step two, be in focus as you go through each step. Prepare for the end. Prepare for each hurdle. And know that you can overcome them. Three, know what the end of the race is. I can say that again. Make it a little more clear. One, prepare for the race. Know the race. Plan it. Two, know that there's not a hurdle that you cannot overcome because you are not alone. Three, know what the end of the race is so that you can be focused on that. Those are the three steps that you must march through every day. Every day. There's more to life, of course, than just jumping over hurdles. That's just what we wanted to talk about today. I encourage you to email me, you know, turn into my channel here. I welcome you. Check out the website, igniteandevolvecoaching.com. Send me an email. Join the mailing list so that you can get updates on when the shows are going to air. This was my first broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, so I am so fortunate that we have this tool for us to explore. Because it was the first broadcast, I didn't open it up to callers. I just wanted to broadcast a topic that was requested by several of my clients. So I will post this so that you can hear it. As we grow the programming, I will have guests. I will interview individuals. I will open up the callers. And one of my clients said, when are you going to do online, on radio, over-the-air readings? And eventually we'll get to that point. But because I hadn't done one of these shows before, I wanted to make sure that I could get through and that I got all the little technical glitches out of the way. And I gave you a subject matter that you can use, which I hope has been very helpful. Email me, please, angel.thacker@comcast.net. Again, visit me on the website, igniteandevolvecoaching.com. Check it out on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. We're out there. I am here to help and assist you. It is my passion that everyone, beautiful world, have the opportunity to connect to the divine, to help bring peace, contentment on our planet, and help you become strong as an individual in body and in spirit, and that you can achieve that clear path to abundance and prosperity. That is my passion. And if that is something that I can assist you with, I look forward to hearing from you in the future. God bless you, and stay in passion with your life and stay connected to the divine. Take care.